We're 2 years out. This is Geoff Parrish. 2 years ago Saturday, the United States launched an unprovoked invasion of Iraq. It's pointless at this juncture to rehash the reasons why the invasion was launched, except to note that democracy never figured into it. There were the non-existent weapons of mass destruction, of course, and the non-existent links between Saddam and Al-Qaeda and 9/11. That was for public consumption. Privately, there was oil, the chance to enrich friends through privatization, the geopolitics of the Middle East, and the "we're the boss" message intended for the world. None of it can excuse what has happened in the last 2 years in Iraq. The so-called liberation of the people of Iraq has resulted, according to the conservative estimates of the British medical journal Lancet, in the deaths of over 100,000 Iraqi civilians in the last 2 years. The entire population of Bellevue, gone, most of them women and children. That's out of only 24 million people in Iraq. An equivalent loss in the United States would be 1.2 million people, the combined populations of Boston and Atlanta, 400 World Trade Centers. Everyone in Iraq knows somebody who's died. Most families have been touched. The war, meanwhile, has tormented everyone. From one city alone, the entire population of Fallujah, 400,000 are now homeless or refugees. The healthcare system in Iraq is in crisis. It can't handle the sick and wounded. Unemployment is endemic, reaching 70%. Iraq's economy is in tatters. Reconstruction is at a standstill. Electricity is available, perhaps a couple of hours a day. Prisoners continue to be randomly arrested and abused. People can't leave their homes. The security situation in much of the country is a nightmare. Not only the war's random shootings, car bombs, and IEDs, but the roving criminal gangs nobody has the power to curtail. And the 100,000 dead. Among Iraqis, America gets the blame for all this. We should have, in their minds, gotten rid of Saddam, secured the peace, and then left Iraqis to govern themselves. Instead, we tried to set it up as some sort of colonial outpost, trying to ensure that any election would only be among trusted exile puppets who would do Washington's bidding. The vast majority of Iraqis want the U.S. out. Now, they see it as the only practical way to stop the bloodshed, the war, the madness, remove the target of American troops and an American-run government, and the reason for the insurgency will evaporate. Naturally, the Bush administration will do no such thing. But that doesn't stop people from hoping, and it's in this context that the January 30th elections must be understood. Iraqis, Shiites and Kurds anyway, voted because they saw the elections as a last nonviolent opportunity to force W into a timetable for withdrawing troops. Despite the elections, the bombings and shootings continue to increase. The suffering continues to increase. Amazingly, many Iraqis now pine for the unliberated days of Saddam. They're clear on one thing. The United States must go. Even civil war, some say, would be preferable to the current nightmare. People in Iraq need to know that people in the U.S. oppose this war. That, as much as any changing of Bush administration minds, is why the demonstrations scheduled across the country this weekend are so important. Go. Make your voice heard. Remember that this war is not an abstract game. Remember that democracy cannot be installed at the barrel of a gun. Remember that this country belongs to us, not to a tiny neocon cabal. And remember, the 100,000 dead and counting. From KBCS at the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.